James, just a simple Michigan lad. Lived in a 50s trailer park, but it didn't make him sad. Didn't smoke, drink or do drugs in his teens. He was as clean as a stone, washed blue jeans. He was just a nondescript kid, keeping his feelings and emotions hid. Then something happened, maybe he saw the devil, 'cause he became an outlaw and a rebel. It blew his mind when he went to see the door. He'd never seen anyone like Jim Morrison before, pissing everyone off from up on the stage. There too, rocking with rage. He came known as the godfather of punk. Yeah, he really rocked. He really rocked. Yeah, that was our Iggy Pop. Oh yeah, that was our Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop. That was our Iggy Pop. Stage dived, but the two proportionally challenged girls moved to the side. It wouldn't be the last time that he fell on his face, but he always rose up again and joined the rat race. Oh yes he did. In 71 he met Bowie at a club one night. Their work together would become out of sight, producing raw power, spitting it all out. Later the passenger would rock, scream and shout. They both shed cold turkey in a West Berlin flat. Both got busted together in York, but got away with that. Both wrote China Girl, that Bowie made a hit. Was about 80s girlfriend that wasn't Chinese, not one bit.
Not one bit, no.
Nothing could stop him climbing to the top.
Climbing to the top.
Despite the knocks. Despite the knocks, no, not our Iggy Pop. He stayed in the same room that Betty Davis stayed, in room 126 at the Chelsea. She was from a bygone age.
A bygone age. A bygone age.
Andy Warhol wrote in his book, I Need More. He opened for Madonna on the Reinvention Tour. Worked with Johnny Depp in films and was on TV. Together with his band, they played Glastonbury. The time of being a stooge had now passed. Everything must change, nothing can last.
Seventies now, and is still on stage. His lust for life and performing doesn't fade.
Still shirtless, but his days of stage diving are gone.
sorry goodbye.